At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Takeaways from last night's Astros game. Jose Altuve is the Yankees' daddy. There's no question about that. I mean, he's just so good. I just love when he goes in there and all those people are. But did you see the before the game? Jose Altuve is there. He can't be classier. He cannot be classier. He's signing autographs for little Yankee fans there.
Really?
And they're taking pictures with him. Yeah. Yeah. Little kids with their Yankee hats and Yankee jerseys on, and they're coming up, and Jose Altuve's signing a ball for him, and he's taking a picture for him. I mean, that dude is just – I mean, if I was him – I'd say bleep all yous. That's what I'd say. Bleep all yous, because I'm. You know what? Yous are going to treat me like that. Here, how's this? He had he got hit by a pitch. He was 3 for 4. He scored 2 runs. Just so good. Bregman looks like he's coming out of it. Couple homers now. The last couple of games, he's. Yordan can't be a better hitter. He just can't be. I mean, it's just ridiculous how his OPS just keeps going up, which is unbelievable. His slugging keeps going up. Kyle Tucker coming through with a couple of hits, and that catch. What about that catch on Rizzo's ball?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Terrific.
That was
catch.
Huge.
Terrific.
Huge.
Catch. How about Fromber? We're not going to talk about Fromber after the game. I was watching the post game, and Fromber is pretty despondent. You know, he had that W that Presley turned into a no decision for him. But Fromber, after the first inning, really, really got it together.
Yeah.
After that first inning, and did not let that first inning weigh on him, and did a really nice job after that. Hector Neriz, it was nice seeing him put together a good
Dusty
inning.
Loves
but my
him.
Gosh, the pitch you're talking about, the play you're talking about, Rizzo's shot that Kyle Tucker makes the play against the wall. What a phenomenal play.
That's just unbelievable. And you know what? Afterwards, I was like, I almost wish he would have just let that go, because if he gets hurt, I would rather have Rizzo get the hit there than Kyle Tucker hurt for any amount of time. It looked a lot like the Jake Meyers catch situation where he went up against the wall, and then he's out for, you know, 7, 8, 10 months. Whatever it is, since he went up against that wall. Kyle Tucker hit that wall pretty hard, and with his arm up in the air, that's where you get your shoulder problems. Thank God he was okay. And he was 2 for 4 yesterday. The bottom of the order is a problem. It's a problem. Siri comes up with 2 on and nobody out, and he pops out, and then Maldonado grounds into a double play. You get those extra runs, and now all of a sudden, I mean, it's a different game. I'm sure 3 runs should have been plenty for Presley. It absolutely should have been. He took the loss. He looked like crap. He pitched like crap. Oh, well, let's move on. He was back-to-back days that he was pitching. He hadn't done that since May. So that's a problem. I think there's a lot that goes into it. Every once in a while, you're going to have a stinker. He had a stinker. His ERA is up to 4.26 now. Not good. Not good, and you're right. Sometimes he inherits runners that he gives up runs to. So that's a problem. Presley has not looked that he hasn't been the same. I mean, he's had multiple injuries. His knee has been a problem for him a bunch since he's been here. So maybe I don't know what the deal is, but he was not sharp at all. Yes, he didn't have his command. Couldn't throw a strike, and then when he does throw a strike, it's a 3-run bomb. So that worked out poorly. But you know what? There was a lot of good things to take away from it. Fromber looked great. Altuve is their daddy. Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker. There's a lot of good things. Astros just show up in big game situations. These last 3 games have looked like they're like what? I mean, yeah, we looked like crap against the Rangers in a series. But you know what? We're playing the Yankees now. Look how good we look.
I tell you what. I mean, you outplayed the Yankees. That should have been another W for you. You should have been off to a 4-0 start. And, yeah, it's a loss. It hurts. But you came out there knowing that, okay, we got it done against the Yankees other than one guy. He didn't get it done. But, and I'd say Dusty pitching Aaron Judge was a mistake. I'm not blaming this game on Dusty, but come on now. Let's not. But he's going to go righty-righty, lefty-lefty. I mean, that's how Dusty's wired. It seems like really great players are going to beat you more times than not. The Yankees have a few, really. Rizzo had a phenomenal AB previously. He had a rocket that would have hit the top of the wall if not for a great play. But it's not like Rizzo hadn't played with good confidence at the plate too. So I get that. That's why I'm not going to dwell on the Dusty thing. But
Rizzo's a great addition for that team. You come over from the Cubs and moved into three hole in this lineup. I mean, you talk about an addition. Holy crap!
I wish the Yankees had some money to spend. Can you imagine if they could spend some money? They could get on that roster.
What did Rizzo say? We read his lips the other day. I effing love it here. He said. Remember?
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that? No. Somebody read his lips. They were winning the game or whatever. He just goes, I effing love it here. You know, and the Cubs, with the Cubs, he won a World Series. But it's different. It's different in New York. Listen, the Astros, the Yankees had two hits heading into the ninth inning. They had two hits. Three runs on two hits because Fromber, because Neris, because Montero. And then it fell apart with four hits in the ninth. But they were outplayed. Astros outplayed them. They had multiple. And the Astros had 11 hits, multiple opportunities. Again, first and second and nobody out. Should he have bunted Siri there? I don't know. You want to bunt him? You want those guys? I guess, you know, better than what he did. Those guys didn't advance. But Siri tried to bunt earlier this season, didn't he? I think he did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Bagwell asked the question, does he even know how to bunt?
And the answer was no. You see how far up Rizzo was playing, expecting bunts from Dubon and then Siri? He was halfway up their ass, up the first baseline. I'm like, you know, there's a little, in baseball, we used to have something called spin-ems, where you turn, I'm sure this is against unwritten rules of baseball, but you turn like it's going to be a bunt. They come running in, and then you turn back real quick, and you play pepper like you're just trying to slap the ball and take advantage of the charging, you know, the players charging from second to first, from first home. You try to take advantage of the moving pieces with a spin-em. And I was wondering if the Astros might try that. But
Do you remember back in the day? I don't think they play pepper anymore. I don't know if they do or not.
They got bad practice.
You used to get great BAP control playing pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see?
Hey kids, look at Ted Williams. He's out there playing pepper with the other kids out there, smoking it over to Willie Rothstein. Ah, that's old Ted Williams, a splendid splinter.
He smokes Paul Malls and he plays pepper.
But Ted Williams wasn't splendid splinter. That was a K-line. No. Who was the splendid splinter?
The splendid splinter was The splendid was St. Louis Cardinal. No,
it was Ted Williams.
Ted Williams was the splendid splinter.
I told you it was Ted Williams. Listen to me, dumbasses. It's Ted Williams. It's the splendid splinter out there playing pepper. Yeah.
Yes, Ted Williams was the splendid splinter. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713, I'll call you back during a break. 713-780-3776, the number. My daughter Frankie's calling me, so I had to show her that I was on the air.
Yeah.
And I will call her back. And hey, listen, before we go to break, I don't know if you saw it. The University of Houston is having a big campaign. They're raising money to go to the Big 12, and it's the Rise campaign. And how about our guy Dana Holgorsen stepping up and donating $1 million? They're trying to raise $150 million so that they can improve the facilities for the football and basketball programs.
This is a serious thing you're talking about. I can't help the way you're saying they're trying to raise money so they can go to the Big 12. I can't help of what I saw this weekend when the kids from like little league football teams are out there in their shirts and they've got the parent with a poster board and one of the kids are out there with helmets from University of Houston. Can you help us go to our
junior youth football game in Orlando. Instead, it's like, we are trying to go to the Big 12. Any donation would help. Can you put some money in our helmets so we can go to the Big 12? Sure,
that's
kid.
Not
here you go.
It. Dana gave $1 million. We're not out there on the street with the our orange with
gonna,
our yellow vests
we,
on.
Guys, we got a car
a can.
Wash coming. Got a car wash coming. hey, you guys want a plate of barbecue? $25 plate of barbecue, and we're raising money.
No.
You got a raffle ticket. Houston's going to the Big 12. They're going to the Big 12. We're going to do a raffle. It's $100 raffle ticket. We're going to give away a 96-inch TV screen.
Yeah. Listen, stop. All right.
No,
that's
this
not
is
what
real,
they're
though.
Doing. They're not doing that. What
this
they're doing is trying to raise $150 million. So if you're out there and you got $150 million, let's go. Step up, University of Houston people. Let's go. Donate. Give so more can live in the Big 12. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number. Hey, let's hear more from Jabari Smith. Let's hear more about Tari Eason. Let's hear more about Ty Washington. On the other side, we get back to it. Still ahead, Joel Myers is going to join us, the play-by-play announcer for the New Orleans Pelicans. And Clyde Drexler is going to be here as well. We'll talk to him about the haul last night for our Houston Rockets, but also about the Big Three. Clyde's running the Big Three. So we will talk about that. It's up in Dallas now. It's kind of interesting the way that they're doing it this year. It's kind of neat stuff. Let's right now, though, talk about QC and Kinetics.
QC Kinetics is a company who basically what they specialize in is restorative medicine, regenerative restorative medicine. And here's the big difference is many of you out there have had the recurring pain, the chronic pain with your shoulder, could be your knee, your hip, your lower back. These are common complaints, and in some cases they lead to surgeries. Oftentimes they're going to lead to steroid shots. But the steroid shot is simply just a short-term solution and is just a Band-Aid. And then the surgery, of course, is going to limit your overall effectiveness with a lot of the stuff you do in the future. And you have tremendous downtime as well. With QC Kinetics, they have all-natural biological therapies that are restorative, regenerative. And I know some of you hear all natural. That's not the best med. Oh, really? Here's what they do. They take growth properties from your own body. They highly concentrate them. And then they put them back into the joints. And what happens is it begins to restore the tissue. It begins to regenerate tissue. And this has been something that athletes have done for years and years. They have taken advantage of this opportunity. They used to leave the country and they came back. Well, now we've got it right here with QC Kinetics, and it's not just for athletes. It's for you. Even if you're the weekend warrior, they can get you back to living a life that is relatively, if not all the way, pain-free. Wouldn't you love that without shots, without surgeries, without downtime and drugs? This is a great opportunity for you to really take advantage of the best that's out there. And all you have to do is make your phone call to set up your consultation. I'm telling you, you have to look into this if you suffer from chronic pain. 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. Call today. It's QC Kinetics.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
All right, I want to talk about the Morley Law Firm. I want to talk about having some problems. And listen, you don't want these problems. Nobody wants to have these problems. But you know what? They pop up in life. If you're having problems with an insurance company, if someone wrongfully accuses you of something, if you are being civilly sued, you feel, you know what? This is unfair. This is, hey, if you get into an accident, an 18-wheeler, or into some kind of an accident and the insurance company isn't paying, or even if they are, maybe you're due more than you thought the insurance company wants to pay you. Whatever the case may be, maybe you have medical bills that you can't pay because of an accident, and you need help. You need representation. You need somebody that's going to defend you. You need the Morley Law Firm. They are here for the people, okay? This is about the people, and you are the people. We are the people. We're not big business retainers, lawyers on retainer. We have the Morley Law Firm right there on I-45 near Hobby. It's easy to get to, and you know what? They're going to hear you out. They're going to hear your case. They're going to find out whether or not you have a case, and listen, they're going to represent you, and they're going to hopefully win. So if you're looking for that representation, you got it at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call. Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We got a Jabari!
That's right. Jabari Smith is here. How about that? I got a text from a coach. He said, do they like him? How, what's not to like? This guy was supposed to go number one. You're sitting at number three and he falls into your lap? Holy crap. This may be like the greatest circumstances that, you know, just happened. I mean, I don't want to put it on like, you know, the Bulls. Michael Jordan fell into the Bulls' lap at number three. And we're like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. The Dream went first. Perfect. It was perfect for the Rockets. Got them a championship. So, now the second pick by Portland, not so good. And then Michael Jordan falls to number three. Jabari Smith could be the best player in this draft. Well, and he falls to number three.
Let's hear from, I can just tell you this. Now, this was one Rafael Stone fell into. That's great. And to me, Banchero would have been great too. And maybe Chet will end up being great. I mean, there's a chance that all three of these guys are really, really good, that Jaden Ivey is too. This could end up being a really, really strong draft, a really strong draft at the top. Here is Rafael Stone, our fearless general manager. If in Maury I trusted, I'm starting to trust in Rafael Stone a lot more as well. Here was Rafael Stone talking about Jabari Smith.
I do think that Jabari is, you know, your prototypical kind of four big wing, whatever you want to call him. With just a ton of size and length that'll really, really help us out. So I think Jabari fits not just Alperen. I mean, our entire team. I think he's a seamless fit with our current group. I think Tari is too. So I think both these guys, largely the rest of the group is kind of the group that you saw on the floor towards the end of the season, and certainly we think we played pretty well towards the end of the season, and I think Jabari and Tari can hit the ground running well at some point. I do want to keep realistic expectations. These guys are also rookies, so they're going to have a learning curve, and it's going to be, you know, we don't know what it is yet, but having said that, their skill fit, both of these players, their skill fit fits our existing group wonderfully.
So that was Rafael Stone talking about Jabari Smith. Here's who Jabari Smith is. He played 1 year in college at the SEC, played at Auburn in the SEC, was very, very talented there, averaged 16.9 points a game as a freshman, put in 28.8 minutes per game, averaged 7.4 rebounds, a block, two assists, and 1.9 turnovers. The good news is he shot 42% from three and is considered maybe the elite shooter from the wing spot in this year's draft. The bad news is his complete shooting percentage from his 2-point shooting percentage was just 43.5%, which is much lower than teams would like it. They say the issue with him is he's got to learn to be he's got the mid-range stroke, but he's got to learn to be a little bit better. He's got to learn to get into the paint better, learn to pry open the defense, get to the edge, and get into the paint to finish. There is some work to do with his, not necessarily aggressiveness, but with his playmaking ability. He's not a great playmaker, but what he does well, right? In the draft, this is what we say. Don't tell me what he can't do. We need to talk about that. Tell me what he can do. Here, to me, John, his three, my takeaway from listening to the experts, the three things that I love the most are, number one, he is a phenomenal culture fit for a young rebuild team. He is in the gym early, according to Bruce Pearl. We'll play that here in a second as well. But Bruce Pearl says this guy is in the gym early all the time and has been since he was a ninth grader. He doesn't care about stats. He cares about team first. That's who he is. He's the type of guy who I think you have to have in a team full of young players, what you worry about is where's the leadership going to come from. You said it earlier, John, and I agree with you. I think there's a real chance that a young player like Jabari, eventually younger players become the older players who are the leaders. And many times a leader can be 22, 21 years old. I think Jabari Smith is going to fill that role. A
couple of things. He's got to play well. Because you lose some credibility with the guys in the locker room, and especially the better players.
Well, he's a
young guy. But you can take over as a role as a leader.
Absolutely.
As a young guy. How about trading Christian Wood, getting Christian Wood out of the locker room and Jabari Smith into the locker room? I mean,
You upgraded your basketball character in the
character.
Locker room.
Absolutely.
Across the board. You got better defensively, which is key. So now you got Jabari Smith and Jayshon who can both defend on that team. He has a chance to become an elite three-point shooter in the wing, and he's a phenomenal worker. So to me, he's actually potentially the best complement because Banchero, one of his strengths is he's a playmaker. He's a big guy who has playmaking talent, and which is great. But I always thought, okay, well, Jalen has got to have the ball in his hands too. But who cares? Banchero's a good player. That's who I want. The fact is, Jabari Smith is actually, I think, going to be a better fit for the Rockets. I just never considered him really, as a Houston Rocket for a long time. John, I think when you look at his makeup, his character makeup, you look at the defense, and you look at what he brings to the table, he actually might be the best fit for Jalen Green in this Rockets team.
Yeah. I love Paolo, and I was hoping Paolo, and that was my wish list, was Paolo. But the way that this turned out, it may be the best case scenario. And it just fell into their – it just can't be better. It fell right into their lap. And listen, by all accounts, Tari Eason can play defense as well. So you might have gotten a lot better. And that's something that this Rockets team has to – and you're right, it's effort. And if those guys bring that kind of energy, are these guys – are the guys that have been here, are they going to go, hey, Rook, settle down. You're making us look bad here. They're going to be – Jose Lima signing autographs. You're making us look bad here, playing all this defense and with this effort.
Yeah,
that's
what you love because these guys are all basically rookies. That's why you like them being so close to each other because Jalen Green, Jalen didn't play as much ball as Jabari Smith. Jabari Smith played in an NCAA tournament. Jalen Green never did. Jalen played a full SEC schedule. Jabari did. Jalen Green played like 13 games in the D-League. Like, this is a great opportunity for him to basically fit right in with Şengün, who is not a college player. I think he hits the ground running, just like Rafael Stone said. So, I mean, I could not have been happier with Jabari Smith, who I actually recorded. They had – I'll send it to RJ, but they asked him, Malika Andrews asked him, she said, tell people – there's a camera right there. Tell people from the city of Houston what they're going to get. And you don't have that, do you? Okay, well, here it is right here. RJ actually does have it. Here's Jabari Smith on Jabari Smith.
Can you tell Houston Rockets fans what they are getting and why they should be excited?
You're getting a hard worker. You're getting somebody who's going to come in with a chip on their shoulder, somebody who's going to come in and compete from day one, somebody who don't care about stats, somebody who's going to do anything a team needs him to do, is that defend, score, anything, you know what I'm saying? So you're getting a hard worker, competitor, somebody who don't like to lose. All I care about is that W, so that's what I get.
I mean, you couldn't ask for more than that. Now, I know it's easy just to say, oh, that's just lip. How do we know it's not lip service? Well, I can just tell you what Jay Billis said, his high school coach said, what Bruce Pearl said from having him at Auburn. Granted, they had him for 1 year, but when a guy comes in at that age off the AAU circuit and that's the kind of player he is, because his dad and his mom really put that in him, that's who you're going to be. That's a major, major, major thing for this Rockets team. Like, I can't state it enough. Get guys out who aren't about that vision to win a championship and find guys who want to be part of something special. It's you can't make allowances or you end up having a chance to poison the water. You have to have guys who are willing and desirous to be great. And it's not – I know we like to act like everything is – AAU, that everything's downtrodden and no one cares anymore. The fact is there are still a lot of players who do care, and it's your job as Rafael Stone's job to get those players in. And I think yesterday, Banchero going first could end up, John, being the linchpin for what could be the big turnaround for the Rockets. This could happen much more quickly
yep.
with the guy who defends and who cares about the game as much as he does.
Jabari, Jalen, Alperen. I mean, this might be a destination for a veteran that says, hey,
absolutely.
You know what? There's some talent over there. This is, you know, I don't want to, you know, hyperbole or anything, but this could be the Golden State of the future.
My wife
This is how Golden State put it together.
My wife was driving back from Alabama with my son. I'm sitting there sick as a dog, and thankfully my son Mason helped. You know, he went and got me Gatorade from the store and all this stuff, and then now Mason's sick. So Snacks had it first, then my daughter, then me, and now Mason's got it. My wife's sleeping with a mask on the daybed away from everyone. She got in it. She's going to get it. You can't beat this. This stomach virus is going to get you. But she got in last night, but she called from the car, and she said, I heard that the Rockets player they got, he was crying because he's sad to go to Houston. I'm like, I don't know where this crap comes from. No.
He's crying because he's so happy.
He was happy he finally got drafted and because he didn't go first probably and went third. He's not sad that he went to, I don't think any players are sad to go to Houston right now.
No.
I really don't.
No.
Not
all right, we got to break it. We got to break it because Joe Myers is going to join us on the other side here. We'll talk more basketball with the Joe Myers with us here on ESPN.
Let me tell you about patios. I wish
Talk about patios.
Yeah, I wish I had the Joe Myers voice to tell you about patios. I went out late on the patio yesterday, had a real stomach issue, but I was out there, and it was a little bit warm, so I went back inside, but I can tell you this, I'm really excited about. One of the things I get really excited about is thinking about the start of basketball as it coincides with college football being played. My Everton team that didn't get relegated, they'll be underway. The NFL will be underway. All this great stuff is going to happen late October, early November, and the weather's going to be great in the evening. We have some warmer days, but nothing like this. And I'm going to be out of my patio all the time. I can't wait. I'm having an outdoor kitchen put in. We're waiting because we're doing some marketing stuff with it. But I can't wait to have the cooktop. Cooktop's going to be a game changer. Chicken sandwiches, make bacon outside, make my eggs outside. Burgers, you know, push it down, make it the kind of the smashed burgers with the crispy edges. Really excited about that. But, you know, the bottom line is when you have an outdoor living space with your television, your sound system, and the pitched vaulted ceiling, when you have your outdoor kitchen, the way you want it set up with your island, with your bar stools there, where your friends can come over, drink beers with you. You maybe got a refrigerator with all your cold beverages in there. It just takes it to another level. And you got one life, right? Live your life. Live your best life. If it's something that you can make happen, you should absolutely make it happen. They'll help finance it and let you pay it out over time at Texas Custom Patios if you're looking to get the most baller outdoor living space you can. Because here's a great little tidbit. Whatever you spend on that, usually get that back at least dollar for dollar right now with when it comes to sales, because outstanding outdoor living spaces are huge differentiators in the real estate market. So go to TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am live in Las Vegas at the Nugget playing in the senior event. And Lance is back in studio, but this guy is in New Orleans. I don't know if he's in New Orleans. He's everywhere. The dude has been doing this forever. He was the voice of the Lakers. He's now the voice of the Pelicans, but he's best known for his wonderful work as the preseason voice of the Houston Texans. That's where he got his big break, and that's where it all came together for him. Joe Myers joining us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, buddy?
Not much, John. First of all, if you're in Vegas, how are you hitting the ball? You must be playing because it's a summer league, and I'm going to be out there in a couple of weeks. We used to play, I guess it was 7 in the morning until about 11 before it got a little steamy or a little hot. So how are you hitting the ball?
Because no, not playing. No, I'm here for the World Series of Poker. And no golf. No golf this week. It's too hot. What are you, crazy? Have you lost your mind playing golf in the summer in Vegas? No, no, thank you.
We always play early. Early mornings in Vegas, right. We love it.
I work early mornings, Joe. I have a job. Unlike you, I have a job, and I've got to work. Now, listen, how about you not only play-by-play for New Orleans, but hosting Above the Rim weekdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.? You're actually working now for a living.
No, no, not much. Not much. Just a couple of days a week. In fact, I was on yesterday for 3 hours, and just a day or two a week now. It's great. And I've been on SiriusXM for about 10 years now since the NBA channel started up again. But just love the league. And I like what the Rockets are doing. You know, what they did yesterday, Jabari Smith fell into their lap, didn't he?
Yeah. What's your impressions of the whole night? What did you think?
Well, first of all, it's one of my favorite nights of the year because of the way it changes the lives of so many. And on the positive side. And the way the ESPN did it and the league did it, where the guys walk in with their mom, their dad, their brothers, whoever they want, and they come down, and it's like the red carpet treatment, and it's sweet, and it's a moment these guys will never forget. But the biggest thing for me is they're sharing it with their family and those closest to them. And a lot of these guys, don't forget, they've worked hard, and now they're going to be able to provide for their family like they never have before. So it's a rewarding night for me. It's kind of goosebumps at times. I just love the young men that work to get into this position. It's one of my favorite nights of the year.
Who had the best suit game last night, in your
opinion? I'll tell you something. I loved it. And the lining on the jackets. I mean, the detail they go through. It's tough to pick a winner because when there was one with lime green, the Pels first round pick, Dyson Daniels, and the all white kind of silver thing.
Classic.
It was really cool. So I wish I had that kind of confidence. Even when I was 19 or 20, I didn't. But they do. And they're playing, they're elite talent. So they can get away with it. And they look good doing it. Let's not face that. Let's
absolutely
not forget about that.
Joel Myers, play by play voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, it'd be nice if you guys could get a draft. Well, it wouldn't be a draft, but it'd be a new player if Zion actually showed up and played once in a while. That'd be what's going on there, and what's going on with the organization with Zion, and how's that going to work out?
Well, July 1st, he'll get an extension, 5 for $180. We all should have issues like that. And he's in the gym with his teammates a lot. They've been in there for weeks now since the end of the regular season. And I don't know if you saw when he released his new Nike, Jordan brand shoe, rather. But he looks like Thor the Magnificent now. What he needed to do, and he wanted to play at the end of the year, but it's game conditioning. When you play, it's like hockey. You know, these guys, I'm watching the Stanley Cup Finals because I love hockey. Those guys sprint on skates. In basketball, you got to stop, start, sprint. Lateral, all kinds of movement. And they're so well conditioned. And the endurance factor. So he wasn't up to speed at the end of the year. As much as he wanted to be there for his teammates, it was like, we love you, but we're thinking about the best for you. I remember when Tim Duncan, early in his career, Pop wouldn't let him play in the first round against the Phoenix Suns back in 99-2000, and they got knocked out in the first round by Phoenix. So they were doing what was best for Zion, but he's in great shape physically right now. He'll build up his endurance with more runs with the team, and I'm going to see him. We're all going to Vegas in a couple of weeks for Summer League, so these were really good days. The Pelicans' perception and image, John and Lance, it changed when they got T.J. McCollum, the president of the Players Association, and let everybody know what a good situation it is in the Big Easy. So Gail Benson, owner of the Saints and the Pelicans, has prioritized, and it's really good what's going on. The facility, kind of the vibe, the atmosphere. So and we're with the team. We travel with them. We spend all our time with him. David Griffin, who runs the Pels, he wants us in the gym. He wants us at practices. So the environment's very, very healthy right now.
I tell you what, Joe, I'm looking at him. I saw the video you're talking about. Zion posted it himself in his workout video. You see him lifting weights. It's a different body type, and it's one that we didn't see. It's one we definitely didn't see all the way at the end of the year. You could tell he's bigger, certainly in the middle of the year. And it's not surprising. There's a lot of times in all sports where guys come in on natural ability and they figure out after 2 or 3 years, okay, I need to lean down, or I need to work different, I need to eat different. So that's not super surprising that that happened. Any concern that this is happening on the heels of him getting ready to get a huge extension? Like, you know, I guess you could say, hey, Zion, why weren't we doing this maybe a little earlier?
Well, there's also the pride factor that goes into it. And when you've succeeded at a high level forever, and then all of a sudden you're not on the floor and something happens, and I think the inner competition you have. So, and Lance, you know about it, the situation with Zion, he wants to be back among the elite.
Right.
He wants to let them know nothing's changed. In fact, I'm going to be better than ever. So I think it was, you get in touch with reality, and the guys are all better in the league. And as you saw yesterday, everybody's wings. Everybody was taking 6'6", 6'8", 6'9". It's a real athletic time for the NBA. Basketball IQ is different than athleticism. And whereas 25, 30 years ago, everybody was basketball IQ, got to have a smarter player, now you want guys that can fly and that can impose their presence. And Zion can definitely do that. Let's face it, in his second season, he averaged 27, 28 a game. So he's going to get his. And he's learned a lot about what he needs to work on. But let's face it, he was 19 when he came in. He's 21 now. He's super young still, but he's growing and he's maturing accordingly. So these are really good times. New Orleans is just starting to cut, you know, it's basically they're looking at 8 or 9 back from last year, and that's not including Zion. So the internal competition, as you guys know, is really healthy. And that's what they've got going now. And they had a really good night at the draft because, A, they got Daniels, who's a good defender, 6'8 wing, 7'2 wingspan. And, you know, Herb Jones was a revelation, 35th overall last year, is a real good defender. Jose Alvarado, undrafted, 2-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year out of Wake Forest, was really good at the end of the year. And then don't forget about Trey Murphy, 6'9", almost 6'10 shooter. And his stroke was wet at the end of the year. He shot 43-44% in the playoffs from beyond the arc. So it's a real bright future. Zion knows it, and now he's embracing it.
Joel Myers with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joel, talk about you. I mean, you've seen the Rockets up close right there on the court, and when you come in here to watch them, and you've seen Jalen Green, and now you had Jabari Smith, and, you know, Tayshaun, he was first-team all-rookie just a couple of years ago. You know, the Rockets have been bad, really, really bad. But this is the way that you put it together. Golden State. This is the way Golden State put it together. This is the way Philadelphia, even the mistakes that they made, they put it together through the draft. What do you think about the way the Rockets and how patient this fan base has to be with this team right now?
Well, first of all, it's a great basketball city. You know that. You've been there forever. And they're going to wait. And we've seen it before. So they'll be there. They'll show up. They'll be loyal. But they've got pieces in place. And one guy you didn't mention that I really like, and I like him even more now that he's going to get reps and he's going to be on the floor, is Alperen Şengün. See, I like his basketball IQ. I thought he was a smart player for his age. And it's only going to get better for him. And then you've got Jabari Smith coming in and Eason coming in. And if I'm not mistaken, did you guys get on the deal? Didn't you get Wendell Moore Jr. out of Duke?
No, Ty Washington we got.
The 20-year-old out of Kentucky, right.
Yeah.
So you added three basic first-rounders. So you're doing it the right way. And you got him. Steven Silas is a quality young guy. And he's put in his reps and his minutes. And he, you know, the old Malcolm Gladwell, 10,000 hours in Outliers, he's done that. So it should fall into place. It's going to take another year or two. I don't think there's any question. But you have potential at the Rookie of the Year. I really like Jabari Smith out of Auburn. That kid. I was surprised you got him at 3. And I wanted to see if Holmgren, if they were locked in after Banchero went first, I wanted to see the commitment because you got Pokuševski already. And he's different. He's different than Chet. But they got 2 drinks of water. I wish I had the weight problems of Pokuševski and Chet Holmgren. Man, oh, man, in Oklahoma City. So you were fortunate. It's almost like the Pels. They didn't know if Portland was going to take Dyson, and they wanted Dyson Daniels at 8. But Shaedon Sharpe was taken 7th, and there was the potential that Daniels would go. So you guys felt kind of like where the Pels fell. The Pels celebrated in their draft room when Portland took Shaedon Sharpe because they wanted Dyson Daniels. He's a 6'8 Herb Jones is already exceptional, and you guys build and plug these guys in, but you also have to get stops. So that's the way the Pels felt. They've got this 6'8 wing who now, with Herb Jones, trying to get a pocket pass through him and Herb. And that's where the Pels improved dramatically over the last 30, 40 games of the season. So you can score in the NBA. I don't think any question you guys will be able to score. Kevin Porter Jr. will get up and down the floor. You mentioned Tate and Jalen Green. Şengün, I think, is great for you guys because he's kind of a stable factor. And then you bring in Jabari Smith. Give it a year or two, and things will fall into place. I don't think there's any question they are moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. It took Golden State a while. It took Boston a little while. Add some veterans that can come in, like Horford, that can help. And this thing can all come together. But it's got to take a little time because they're so young, so young. But, hey,
right.
with the picks they're getting from the Nets, with their own picks in going forward as well, this thing could be really, really good in just a couple of years. And you heard it from a guy like Joel Myers. Joel, man, we really appreciate you being with us. Thanks. Congratulations on your success. Have fun here in Vegas in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, John. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's Joel Myers right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And Lance, I'm telling you what, that was no jab at the Rockets, that's for sure.
No, but site jab is a jab at your website. If your website's not all punched up the way it should be, site jab can do it for you. Hector Garcia and his staff are doing an amazing job, and they have for 24 years, of putting your business in the best light. What they do is they take your small to medium-sized business, and they build the website with great front-end and back-end stuff so that you can see exactly what your business is and what you do and how you serve others in terms of, you know, what your business is, your portfolio. They'll put it in the best light. They can do professional video shoots. They do brand management. They do really everything that you can possibly imagine. There's an entire suite of products. At the end of the day, yes, they are website builders and designers, and that's a huge part of what they do, but so much more goes into it. And what they're going to help you do is make more money. That's really what it is. It's keeping the eyes on your product longer. It's helping you to put who you are out there to the consumer and then converting them into business leads. And that's what we're talking about. Why don't you simply go to sitejab.com. That's sitejab.com. That's sitejab.com. And check them out for yourself. You can set up your free consultation, sitejab.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a little house cleaning here. First of all, Lance Michael Cruz from Pete's Fine Meats texted me yesterday. He said, man, I don't know if you heard what happened in Kansas with all the cows dying.
Yeah, have you seen it? Did you see the pictures?
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's like one lot. But, you know, my parents still have, like, I still have aunts and uncles who run a feedlot in Kansas for cattle. And they didn't have that with their cattle, but they said it is crazy hot and crazy dry there. So it is an issue in Kansas, although this one lot is the one that had all these issues.
Well, it's going to be an issue for the meat industry.
Yep.
And Michael's got a sale on tenderloins and
strips.
Ribeye strips and tenderloins. And so he says, I got it on sale. He's got the entire, you know, he's gonna sell you the whole ribeye. He's gonna sell you the whole tenderloin. He's got a sale on that going on right now. You cut them up, you put them in the freezer, and you save them and they come out after you freeze them. They come out like they're fresh.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's not a problem. But you know, vacuum seal it. That's
yes.
the whole key.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I have Michael do is vacuum seal it, and you can put it in the freezer, and you're fine. That's how we had steaks just the other day from him. But that's the thing is, get them while they're on sale because the price of meat is going to go up across.
It's going to go up crazy.
Yeah.
You get them on sale. You put them in your freezer. You got them when you want them. Michael is going to do an unbelievable job. They're the tastiest. So, and this is a public service announcement. There's a sale going on this weekend. Go see Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats. He's our guy.
By the way, yes, I did notice that he played. Just got a message. I don't even know if Lance realizes they were playing Steely Dan. I realize that RJ played Steely Dan. I'm wearing my Steely Dan shirt today, John. So I realize that RJ played the Steely Dan.
The girls don't seem to care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They don't. They don't seem to care.
I saw a really good doc on Steely Dan. It wasn't really good, but it was a solid doc on Steely Dan. So I got addicted to a show yesterday while I was sick. Sick in bed. So I didn't sleep at all the night before. I texted you and I felt super guilty. I'm like, I can't do John. I can't be sick. But I knew I had a real high fever. I was just sick as a dog, throwing up and other stuff. And I'm like, I'm texting Dell to see if Dell can come. Text Todd. Like, we don't really have a program director here like when we had Tyler or AJ. So it's kind of hard to get things done, and John's in Vegas. And so luckily, Dell texted back, and he was up late, said, yeah, I can come in. I just saw this message. So I felt better then, but I could not sleep. I felt miserable. My shoulders hurt. My back hurt. It was just body aches. And I will say, that was one of the reasons I couldn't fall asleep. The other reason is because if you've ever had a stomach virus, you know that your stomach doesn't want anything inside of it. It's trying to expel everything by any means necessary. And I just sat in the bed. I didn't want it to turn into like a murder scene in my bed or like a scene from The Boys, you know, episode one. I'm sitting there as thoughtful as I can to just make sure nothing happens. Just don't relax too much because you don't want terrible things to happen. I'm really not going to say anything more than that, other than the fact that every once in a while I have to get up and take off to the bathroom, and then I come back in the bed, and you think, oh, okay, I'm good. You could never be safe. You could never, ever be safe. So I got, like, no sleep. So sometimes I'll turn on shows in the background when I'm sick and just kind of listen to them. I got it in one single day. I got addicted to the stupid show called Love It or List It, where it's this one guy is a real estate agent and he tries to show this couple, okay, how much are you willing to spend on your house? There's always one person who wants to move out of the house, one person who wants to stay in the house, but it's a house that needs work. And so his job is this real estate agent to go find you a house. Well, then the other lady, what was her name? Not Ashley Farr. I don't know. She's some sassy British lady. Her job is an interior designer, is to take whatever the budget you give her and redo your house so that you love it and that you're going to stay in it. So it's like a contest, right? The lady's trying to get you to love it and stay in it, and the other guy's trying to get you to all the work they do on your house that she does on your house. You can list it. Right. And go to the house that he finds you. I saw like five of these yesterday and they take an hour apiece. I think it was on for five straight hours and I saw five of them. She put an ass whooping on him. He was like, of these episodes, four of them, she was 4-1 against this guy. So that's what I learned yesterday is, wow, there's some really great interior design ideas that I can use for my house if I ever want to upgrade my house.
This isn't what did you learn while you were sick segment.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It wasn't one sentence.
Ryan Presley, not a closer. And you know what? It actually makes some sense to redo your countertops whenever you want to upgrade and freshen up your kitchen. Hardware can make all the difference in the world. Sometimes you don't have to get rid of
this
your whole.
This is not that segment.
You can reface your
cabinets. This week while you were sick?
But you can in reface one
sentence.
Your cabinets.
But you took more than one sentence.
If you reface your cabinets with hardware, it's like you got a brand new set of, your cabinets. So I learned that yesterday.
That was our what did you learn while you were sick? segment.
I learned a lot of that stuff.
Okay, when we come back, Clyde Drexler joins us. That's big. That's large. The Glide is going to join us to talk about his 3-on-3 league, and he's also going to talk about our Houston Rockets and their haul yesterday. But right now we're talking about John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, there's one way to do it, and it's go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. You put in your license plate number or your VIN, and then you put give them some information, what color is it, and you know what year, and show us a couple of pictures of it so we know that it's clean. And then you sell your car to John Clay Wolf, and or you go armed to the dealership, and you go, this is what they're going to give me at GiveMeTheVIN.com. And the dealership's going to go, oh, crap, I can't match that. Or CarMax is going to go, oh, well, we'll give you more. Then you go back to John Clay Wolf and go, oh, look, at CarMax said they're going to give me more. You got to give me more. And John Clay Wolf will give you more because he says, I'm going to beat CarMax every single time. Doesn't matter. Or I'll send you $100. So if you're looking for the best way to sell that car, and you're going to sell it to John Clay Wolf, he did over a B last year in buying cars, buying and selling cars. That's big business. And you know how he does it? He does it by paying more for that vehicle. So go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car? GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.